This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our visit today, I would like to introduce you to another name for God, El Elyon, which means God Most High. It is found in the account in Genesis 14, where Abraham and his men went out to rescue Lot. When they overcame the armies that had taken Lot captive, they rescued Lot and all of his possessions, as well as all they had taken from Sodom and Gomorrah. The king of Salem, Melchizedek, known as priest of God Most High, met Abraham and blessed him, saying, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your hand." Genesis 14:18-20. It would be humbling to realize that one's efforts toward a good cause were blessed by God Most High, El Elyon. That title not only identifies him as the only true God, it declares him to be in a position elevated over all other beings and things. As the Most High, God gave the nations their inheritance when he divided all mankind. He set the boundaries for the people, Deuteronomy 32:8. Daniel solemnly informed Nebuchadnezzar that he must recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes. Daniel 4:25. Nebuchadnezzar, after resisting Daniel's counsel and suffering severe consequences because of his rebellion, finally came to realize that the Most High was not just free to do as he chose in the realm of earth, but also in heaven above. Man is a fool not to reverence and obey El Elyon, the Most High God.